Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe at RT.ie. Again, Gardaí in Blessington and Baltinglass are looking for witnesses. It was last Saturday week around midday. As you know, the man who was on this programme was on his bicycle up in the Wicklow Gap, and he was a white car came up from behind at speed. A man was sitting on the basically sitting out the passenger window, and he pushed John into a ditch, and John obviously went head over heels, and luckily enough, as he said himself, he's lucky he wasn't killed, and they filmed it as well. But Gardaí are still looking for anyone who was on that road, anyone who has dash cam footage. Lots of people on Twitter, from the little bit that we were allowed under GDPR that we were allowed publish, people have actually identified the car, the make of the car, which is incredible, from the dashboard and the sunroof. Apparently it's a Volkswagen Passat of a particular year. But if anyone has any dash cam, the Gardaí in Blessington and Baltinglass are taking it very, very seriously indeed. Now, Marion, I'm unfamiliar with this, but go ahead, your point, please.
Hi, Joe. Joe, I was just very disappointed the other night looking at Euronews. Lidl, having a promotion for young ladies in Ireland to give them free sanitary wear.
Okay.
And I just thought, would they do this promotion in Germany, say, or Poland, or any other country that they trade in? You know, we're not a third world country, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. And why would they promote, especially in the Euro news, and all the serious things that's going on, they'd be aware, saying that they were given free sanitary towels to Irish young ladies.
Well, Irish women of any age.
Lidl,
it's only... You're right, it's only happening in Lidl, Ireland.
And yes, very annoying and very disappointing.
Okay, well, I'll ask you to expand in a sec. But Lidl Ireland is set to become, this is their press statement, is set to become the first major retailer in the world to offer free period products in stores nationwide to women and girls across the country affected by period poverty, in partnership with Homeless Period Ireland and the Simon Communities of Ireland. Now, what you have to do is you download the app, the Lidl app, so that means you need a smartphone. So that's a bit of not everyone has a smartphone. Well, you download the app, and then
they're very smart. They're well able to do it.
Okay, and then you present the app in the store, and you every month you get a free box of sanitary pads or tampons. Now, and they're also giving product, making donations to the Simon Community. Now, what is wrong with? I know that. Well, what is wrong with it?
Well, what is wrong with this is if we're doing this in their own in Germany and all the other countries, well, why single out Ireland and our women? I mean, you had a programme there about women. You know what I mean? We seem to be a downward trough. Irish women are always being downgraded. We're well able to look after our own.
What I heard you saying earlier was that if I'm expanding on, if Lidl have money to give free, obviously it costs them to give free sanitary pads and tampons, you're saying they should use that money to give them away in third world countries.
Oh yeah, well I would, of course. I mean, there's hundreds of women in other countries are really in need.
Okay.
Us Irish ladies and young girls do not need a little to be promoting, especially when you hear it on Euronews, but enough on our own Irish papers and things like that really annoys you and shocks you. But when it's all over Europe, they'll think, what are we like? You know, can we not look after our own hygiene? which is ridiculous. Now, I don't mind charity or anyone helping out. That's no problem. But why don't they then just hand out every month, maybe if you went into the shop, give you a nice little gift. Maybe that would be perfectly fine. But
well, you see, in there... I'm glad you're mentioning this because you're publicising it, because they say in their press release, and by the way, if many stores do Lidl have in the world? Do you know, Marion?
There you go.
They've nearly 11,500 stores, one opening every single day in 29 countries, and they've 168 stores in the Republic, which might surprise people as well. They're nearly opening one a day here as well. Okay, this is their reason for. If you download the app, the Lidl app, you are entitled to a free box of sanitary pads or tampons every month. They say a Plan International study on young females in Ireland found that almost 50% of girls aged between 12 and 19 found it difficult to pay for sanitary products. Lidl's new initiative comes in advance of anticipated Irish legislation and implementation of supporting measures. In November last, Scotland became the first country in the world to commit to offering free period products to those who need them, with New Zealand quickly following suit following successful trials in schools last year. And then they go on to point out, we also support Ladies Gaelic Football Association, so they say they have a track record in supporting women. But you're saying they should use the money in another country?
Well, they should use the money promotion good health, maybe good hygiene, and naturally to give it to the countries that really need it. Mm. You know, we don't, our young girls have very good parents, thank God. Most of us are very well looked after and have all we need. Where, as I said, you don't mind an odd gift going into the shop, but to publicise specifically, all I heard on the Euro news was Ireland. They didn't say Poland or Russia or Germany.
You're saying that people see that across Europe and think, oh, Ireland must be a very poor country. There's another, Marion, people could also see that and say, oh, Ireland is a very progressive country. They've actually, some campaigning group in Ireland, which is what happened here, has successfully convinced a major supermarket chain to tackle period poverty and to give out free sanitary pads or tampons. So could that be seen as progressive?
I don't think so. Not in my eyes, anyway. It's just, to me, it's, you know, it's a, you know, small country, I know.
So you're not, you're okay.
You know, we're only a tiny country in Europe. But, you know, we still can look after our own hygiene. We don't need giving out our promotion. And, I mean, it's only a promotion too, really. But if you really need things like that, yes, there is organisations you can go. Naturally, there's none of us are millionaires, as they say, goes. We're all struggling, especially at the moment. But I just saw on the Euro news, singling out Ireland specifically. They didn't say Europe, or they didn't say, you know, all Europe. They said Ireland, and I just saw, you know, it just brought me down. It really brought me down to think that, you know, they're putting this all over the world, that we can't afford to look after our young ladies. That's all I want to say, Joe.
Okay, say that, Marion, because Anne Barry. Anne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Good afternoon.
Marion said she was embarrassed seeing Ireland advertised in this way. Your reaction, please.
My reaction is quite the opposite. I think we should be absolutely applauded for what we have done. Mm-hmm. It is an issue. It has been an issue. We have done surveys here. The amount of time young girls have missed from school because they haven't got the product.
Yeah.
The amount of young girls that have been caught shoplifting because they couldn't afford the product. it's an absolute necessity. And wiping it under the carpet and turning around saying it doesn't exist have done no favours to these young girls. And I think that we should be applauded. And I think the fact that we're on the world stage is only saying again that Ireland is a very social, compassionate country and that we are looking after what is an issue that hasn't been attended to before.
And do you know, do you know who persuaded Lidl to do this in Ireland?
I have no idea. Okay. I really have.
But you're, you, whoever did, you're applauding them.
I'm applauding them. I was a mother of three children, so, you know, three girls.
Yeah,
so we all know what it's like. Can you imagine the distress that young girls have when they haven't got these products? And it's, you know, we're only coming out of an age where one could speak about sanitary products to begin with.
But Anne, what about Marion's point, and that is that the money that Lidl are spending on this. Now, as it happens, a packet of tampons, you can get two for six. That's what, 36 for £6, €6 in. But €6 is €6. I take your point in Lidl. But Marion is saying the money that they're spending in Ireland on this, she said, she at one stage calls it a gimmick for free publicity. They should spend in, say, a third world country that might be in greater need, young women.
I'm not getting into the marketing debate, okay? I'm only just delighted that it's happening,
okay.
That it is an issue. People did attempt before, chemists did attempt to put baskets inside the door to provide these products free. It didn't succeed. So, you know, just on a humanitarian and an Irish level, I think we're way ahead of the pack.
And what about that it's only if you have a smartphone, Anne? Obviously, that'd be younger. Well, lots of people have smartphones, but generally.
Again, not getting into the marketing point, that was some young executive thinking up an idea of this is the way teenagers communicate with each other. Obviously, there can be another way it can be done to facilitate young people who haven't got these devices. I think it was trying to give dignity to the consumer who would be availing of the products.
So you download the Lidl app and you sign up, you have to sign up to it, and you receive a free monthly coupon. And it's ongoing, so I don't know if it's time limited, is it in perpetuity? Let me bring in Niamh, Joe at rt.ie, 51551, my chance, Niamh.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
You're listening to Marion. Now, Marion's making a number of points, by the way. The fact that it's advertised all over Europe and it makes Ireland, she feels, look that we're very poor, that it's a publicity gimmick, and three, that the money that Lidl have stores in 29 countries, 11,500 stores, the only country they're doing this in is Ireland. Why don't you do it in a country that's in greater need? Your point, please, Niamh.
Well, I just think it's very progressive on Lidl's part. I mean, there's so many young women and older women who need those products. You don't know what their circumstances are, what reason they might actually need to avail of the service. So I think, well done, Lidl. And the fact that somebody's embarrassed that other countries are looking at us thinking that we're poor because of this, I just think that's a very antiquated notion, kind of harken back to, oh God, don't do that in case the neighbours think it's the wrong thing, you know. It's, I think, well done, Lidl.
Marion, what do you think of that point? That is progressive. Marion,
I do agree that, you know, I mean, you'd be great if all young girls, maybe in the schools, they could, you know, give products in schools and in shops. Hand them out to young ladies.
You have to become a Lidl member.
But you see,
member,
that's the point. You have to become a Lidl shopper. You have to go in and shop in their kind of shop and do, you know, because when you go in, naturally you're going to buy other
The advertising of it. If Lidl Ireland said, we're going to give out a voucher every month for 2 litres of milk and a box of, 2 litres of milk and a kilo of porridge, would you object to that? Do you think people will be saying, God, they must be a very poor country, they have to get milk and
well,
pan.
See,
I'm saying, what I'm trying to find out, is it a tampons you're objecting to, or the fact that they're using this as a gimmick in a country that doesn't need it, where they, when they operate in other countries that could probably benefit more?
Yeah, it was just a point that the Irish young ladies, they didn't say European young ladies or German young ladies. They said Irish young ladies that can't afford sanitary products. You know, I just thought they could have worded it better. They could
let me put that to Niamh and Anne. Niamh first. Niamh, the fact that you have to have a smartphone, the fact that you have to sign up for their app, the fact that you have to get a voucher, the fact that you have to go into the store, does that turn it into a marketing gimmick?
Oh, I'm sure it is a marketing gimmick. I don't think big corporations do these days doesn't have kind of marketing at the heart of it. But at the same time, I think it's a very welcome thing. I think there are definitely many people in the country, many young women, who would need tampons and sanitary products every month, and they will absolutely welcome this. And I haven't seen the actual details, so I don't know if there's a stipulation that you have to buy something else, but I would imagine if you don't have to buy anything else, if money is tight, you're not going to buy anything else.
Okay, I take that point. And by the way, a caller has pointed out that in the UK, Morrisons, which is a major supermarket chain, Morrisons in the UK have a better system. You go to the customer service desk and you ask for a package from Sandy, and a customer care rep will hand you a packet of tampons or sanitary pads discreetly. Does that make a difference? You don't have to see, you can walk in off the street, don't have to buy a packet of anything, and just walk up to the customer service desk, because you have to be a woman, obviously, and say,
And you could send your fella for them if you really were in need. Especially after having children and all the rest, you're not running out to the shop, so naturally an odd husband or an odd boyfriend would run in and get them.
Okay.
But that might be a better idea, Joe, all right.
You don't need an app, you just go in.
You
go up and say,
what
do you say? Can I have a package from Sandy? What about another? Niamh and Anne Barry, I'll put this to you because Anne Marion suggested it. Why not Lidl simply donate the products to primary and secondary schools?
Something like that.
Too.
But that means you wouldn't have to go into Lidl and you wouldn't have to download the app. Joe at rt.ie. Linda O'Leydon. Linda, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. I can understand them saying, you know, you have to download an app. Most homeless people need a phone to get bed for the night.
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
You know, we have this thing that, they're homeless, they're not entitled to anything. But young people, homeless people, so many homeless charities have to make up packs of personal products for women every month.
I know that. I take that point very strongly. Okay, and apparently there is an organisation called Homeless Period in Ireland, and they're the ones who, and a lot of people are praising them here, who pushed, I presume they tried every major outlet, but that they managed to push Lidl into doing this. Okay, Linda, Marion, Anne Barry and Niamh, go to Milam Hocker, Joe at rt.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.